During 1999's Country Music Association award show, singer Alan Jackson surprised the show's producers by making a last-minute change and singing a then-current George Jones song called Choices. A multi-platinum-selling artist himself, Jackson was protesting the fact that country radio stations were ignoring veterans like Jones in favor of slicker acts like Faith Hill and Garth Brooks. But rock critic Ken Tucker says Jackson's new CD, When Somebody Loves You, turns Jackson's rebellion into its own kind of self-defeating gesture.
I like my steak well done, taters fried, football games on Monday night. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man. I like my coffee black, old TV shows, my women hot and my beer ice cold. It's just who I am, a meat and potato man.
We have reached the point in the history of country music where a traditionalist like Alan Jackson sounds like a parody of himself. 10 years ago, I probably would have been hailing a Jackson CD like When Somebody Loves You as a fine example of country classicism, a glorious throwback. But context changes pop music, and after literally dozens of would-be throwback masterpieces from artists as various as the Bakersfield punching bag Dwight Yoakam, and neglected songwriters like Rodney Crowell and Jim Lauderdale, throwing back to the golden age of 50s and 60s country can often seem like just another way of giving up.
I know you're leaving, I see the signs. You're gonna walk out on this heart of mine. You'll never call me, you'll never write. You made your mind up, you're gone tonight. If some rainy day you're all alone, you feel like talking, you can lock me home at www.memory. I'll be waiting for you.
I'm not sure which is more annoying, a sincerely bland, earnest sellout like, say, Faith Hill, or Alan Jackson's knowing novelty recordings like that one called www.memory. There's something so insular about Jackson's stance, a preachment to the converted even when the congregation consists of millions of intelligent fans, that renders his self-styled rebellion against the Nashville establishment a neutered gesture.
It's all right to be a redneck. It's all right to ride around in a dirty old truck, catch a bunch of fish and shoot a bunch of duck. It's all right to be a redneck, chase around the girls on Friday night. You want to make them feel all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right to be a redneck.
It's all right. Now, you know that Alan Jackson doesn't really think it's all right to be a redneck. Just the way he describes the subculture, you know he thinks it's beneath him. It isn't rednecks that help him go multi-platinum. It's people who think rednecks are exotic people it's okay to snicker at. About a year ago, Jackson teamed up with another traditionalist, George Strait, to cut a song called Murder on Music Row, which deplored the pop influence on country music. On his new CD, Jackson's criticisms get even more heavy-handed on another novelty tune, whose title is supposed to tell us what Nashville record companies want from their clients. It's called 3-Minute Positive Not Too Country Up-Tempo Love Song.
This is a 3-minute song to tell her that I love her, how wonderful we get along. The sweet sentiment is borderline slick, a lot of right and not much wrong. It's a little bit edgy, but softer than spaghetti, weak yet redundantly strong. It's a 3-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song. Yeah, it's a 3-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song. It's a way for me to tell her that I love her, but it can't be too long. There'll be no drinking, no cheating, no lying, no leaving. That stuff, it just don't belong in a 3-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song. Here we go.
I guess I'd be more enthusiastic about Jackson's efforts if his CD contained any flash of music that didn't play to his audience's expectations. He's managed to tame rebellion so that it sounds as trite as the music he's reacting against.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Alan Jackson's new CD, When Somebody Loves You.